Done.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Saying that this is a sign that Mitt Romney does not have the trust of the base of the Republican Party, and that he should be at a point where he can lock up the nomination now. I would add that a certain candidate, Obama, was not able to lock up the nomination himself at this stage in 2008. So it was a different dynamic, but we should keep that in mind. What is true is that this entire dynamic is great for the White House, because if Mitt Romney had swept, instead of having this discussion, we would probably be turning our attention to President Obama and talking instead of this. We'd be talking about the fact that he has done a 180 on his position on super PACs. And we would be talking about his clash with the Catholic Church on birth control. So because we're having this fight inside the Republican Party instead, that keeps the focus off the president. And the longer that continues, the better it is for the White House.
So there's yet another news person, instead of the news, comments on the White House reaction to Rick Santorum's triple win. Count them, 1, 2, 3. Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri won the GOP contest there yesterday. Now it's on to another one in Maine on Saturday. I think you can probably figure that Mitt Romney will come back around there. But who's the horse race? Tuesday's contests are over. In Missouri, Rick Santorum won 55% of the vote. Mitt Romney was second with 25% of the vote. Ron Paul was third with 12% of the vote. And Newt Gingrich got nothing. He wasn't even on the ballot. In Minnesota, Rick Santorum was the first there with 45% of the vote. Ron Paul was second with 27% of the vote. Mitt Romney was third with 17% of the vote. Newt Gingrich came in last, dead last, with 11% of the vote. And in Colorado, Santorum was first with 40% of the vote. Mitt Romney second with 35% of the vote. Newt Gingrich third with 13% of the vote. And Ron Paul was fourth with 12% of the vote. So what say you? What think you about this? 800-510-8255. Certainly today and through the end of the week, there's going to be a lot of focus on this. Is it an upset? Is it good for the party? Is it stimulating? As that lady pointed out a few minutes ago, at this point in the process 4 years ago, Barack Obama was a long way from Tipperary. So the contest continues. Is this healthy or not? What I object to is her suggesting that at this point it ought to be all wrapped up. Well, why should it be all wrapped up? You're not, many of you, most of you, in fact, haven't had a chance to vote yet. So how is this good for America? The primary system ought to be part of the discussion here. The fact these things are spread out all over the place and that these people can manipulate the news media, and by the time you get to the end of the process, your vote doesn't count. It's not worth a damn. So it ought to be all, it's part of the revolution here, having primaries, which are more important in my thinking than the general election even, as you get down to the nitty-gritty from all the choices. You have more choices to be made. Get out and vote. If there's a primary or a caucus in your state, get yourself there so your vote can be counted. Now, the review begins with the various news media talking about how Santorum did, and let's get the bloggers involved in this, too. Here's Brett Baier talking to Rick Santorum about his wins.
What about this night and what it means for this race? We heard your speech earlier where you said you don't stand here to be the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. You stand to be the conservative alternative to President Obama. Where do you think this race stands?
Well, I think what you're seeing is, and even in the national polls, you're seeing a coalescing, and we're running against Barack Obama better than anybody else in the race right now, and you're seeing in three primary contests that we're consolidating the conservative and Tea Party vote, and the people are tired of the negative back and forth between Gingrich and Romney, and they're looking for someone who can do that against Barack Obama on the issues, and that's really where our strength is. Our strength is the issues. That's why I laid out tonight on the biggest issues of the day. Mitt Romney's just this, Obama light when it comes to these these very important contrast issues, and we need those bold contrasts to make Barack Obama the issue in this race, not our candidate who is, you know, in many respects, on the big issues of the day, just where Obama is.
So when you hear the Romney campaign come out and say, hey, listen, tonight didn't mean much at all. The Missouri primary is just a beauty contest, zero delegates. The others are not apportioning delegates now. It's a process that goes through a number of different stages. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, that's the same process in Minnesota and Colorado that Iowa goes through. And Mitt Romney seemed to spend a heck of a lot of time and energy in Iowa this time and 4 years ago. These caucuses matter. This primary here in Missouri is going to be a huge indicator. I mean, we got over 50% of the vote. We doubled up on Governor Romney. We more than doubled up on him in Minnesota. These are very strong indications as to where Republican voters are going right now. The energy, enthusiasm, Minnesota, from what I understand, their caucus turnout was higher than it was 4 years ago. Colorado, we're running very, very well there. Mitt Romney got 61% of the vote, and trumpeted that as a way to revive his campaign. So, you know, it's all, you know, sour grapes. The bottom line is these contests matter. That's why they have the votes, and we did very, very well, and I think you're going to see our campaign get a real shot of energy coming out of this this Tuesday.
What's the path from here? You have the main caucuses that are ongoing. We'll get results on the 11th. Then you have Arizona and Michigan at the end of the month, and then obviously the big contest, a lot of them in March. What is your path? Where do you see other states that you potentially could win?
Well, obviously we feel very good here in the Midwest, and we're going to go to Ohio and Michigan. We think we can do very, very well in those two states. You know, Tennessee, you know, there's a place we think we can do very, very well in the South. And as you saw tonight, look at Colorado. We're doing really well there. I think we have a message that's going to play well all across this country. And, you know, in the first five states, what your analysts fail to remember, those first five states were preset for a long, long time. All the campaigns, particularly the ones that had the resources, were able to dump enormous resources there and had 4 years before. So the Romney campaign had a huge leg up on those first five states. They don't going forward. They just haven't run the kind of campaigns in the rest of the country that they ran in those five states this time or the last time. It's a whole new playing field. So the path is through the entire swath of this country. That's what we're going to work at, and we believe we can take Governor Romney on and beat him one-on-one.
All right, so there's a profile statement from Rick Santorum as the result of the winning in those three states, Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado. What say you on this? 800-510-8255. We'll continue with the usual analysis paralysis from television. And then I'm going to get to some of the calls, the essence of what you're thinking about these candidates, whether it be the Republicans or the Democrat, because that's really where it is. Which one of these people, which one of these four can beat Barack Obama? 800-510-8255 at 14 after on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here is Rachel Maddow talking about problems that have been plaguing many of the GOP caucuses and primaries so far during the campaign.
You may have noticed in the coverage of this today, whether you're reading it or whether you're watching it on TV, you may have noticed, if you are an eagle-eyed observer, you may have noticed a certain snark. A certain smirkiness, a certain resistance to getting too excited about these three contests in Missouri and Colorado and Minnesota. And that smirkiness derives from the sort of uncomfortable fact that the Republican Party is a freaking mess this year, honestly. I mean, New Hampshire went pretty much as normal. South Carolina went pretty much as normal. But all the other states that have voted so far have been screwed up or devalued in one way or another. I do not know exactly what's going on. I cannot explain this overall, but it is the red, white, and blue elephant in the living room this year. The Republican Party's primary process for picking their nominee for president this year has so far been a disaster, logistically. In Iowa, the night of the Iowa caucuses, the Iowa Republican Party said that Mitt Romney won. Then they said they would make that result official in 2 weeks. Then 2 weeks later, they said they still didn't have an official result. Then they said the official result was that it was a tie, or maybe that no one would ever know who won. And then they decided that Rick Santorum won. Now, the Republican Party chairman in Iowa has resigned in the wake of the disaster of the Republican Iowa caucuses this year. It was just a total, total mess. Then in Florida, the Republican Party has insisted there that their primary was a winner-take-all contest, that whoever won Florida got all of Florida's delegates. Well, it turns out that Florida actually only gets half its delegates because the National Republican Party stripped the state of half of them. And it turns out that it's possible that it's not going to be winner-take-all no matter what the state party has been insisting. It's possible that Newt Gingrich should have gotten some of the delegates out of Florida, as well as Mitt Romney getting some, when Mr. Gingrich placed second to Mr. Romney there. Now Mr. Gingrich is petitioning the Republican Party to get some of the Florida delegates, and nobody knows what's going to happen there. Again, a totally inconclusive mess. Then in Nevada, the Republican Party there scheduled caucuses to end at 3 p.m. this Saturday. Then they decided to late add an extra one that started at 10 p.m. Eastern after the other ones were over. When the caucuses finally did end on Saturday night, and then they ended again on Saturday night, so the state Republican Party was not able to release a final vote for Nevada for 2 days after they found that they had more ballots cast than voters. That itself is remarkable given that the Republican Party chair in Nevada predicted a turnout of 70,000 people and they got less than half that. Imagine what a mess it would have been had they got a reasonable turnout. With less than half the people they expected, it still took them more than 2 days to count it.
Rachel, I would point out to you that the Democratic Party's primary was a freaking mess 4 years ago. In case you didn't remember, 21 after.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. As we get to your calls in a matter of moments. A couple of different things later on in the hour. I was talking earlier about earmarks and insider trading and things that are going on with politicians, and that seems to have hit a chord or a note with some of you. So we'll talk about that because I think people are wearing out on many of the views that have come that aren't much different. Santorum and Gingrich and Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. So we'll have a little rest from that. But first, a couple of more people talking about the situation with the candidates. Here is a panel, including David Gergen, Gloria Borgia. These are the same old people that you see on CNN all the time. Donna Brazile, Larry Fletcher, talking to John King about Rick Santorum.
Rick Santorum is fluent in the language of conservatism, and that's powerful in a Republican primary. It comes comfortably, it comes naturally. He talks about, just from the very beginning, my wife, the rock, thank God. When he says thank God, you know it's not a politician saying a line. It's heart. I mean, it comes from the heart.
It goes back to his speech, I think it was in Iowa, where he talked about the hands of his grandfather, who was an immigrant who came to this country.
Personal. What he does is really send a signal to people that I am of the conservative movement. I speak the language. It is in me. It's who I am. It's no artifice. It's not training. It's natural. That's what I think his natural connection is with the conservative. That will present the nominee an issue across the base, or the middle, with independents. But he has that conservative language down, and that's comforting to a lot of people today. I don't know if I can trust Mitt Romney. I'm just going to get him a lot of second looks.
Thanking your wife doesn't hurt you with women voting, by the way. So,
and that wasn't the only line.
No, it wasn't. But they took a turn, and he criticized Barack Obama, which, of course, is something, as David was saying, that he ought to do. But then he really hit hard against Mitt Romney and pounded him and said, you know, Mitt Romney is the same as Barack Obama. And he paid absolutely no attention to Newt Gingrich.
He did not go presidential. I was surprised he didn't make any of that turn. But he's a very different kind of conservative than Mitt Romney says he is. He's what we used to call a street corner conservative. He's very much of sort of the working people of the country. There's a populist quality about the way he talks that relates, I think, to working people in a very, very different way from what Mitt Romney tries to do and does not communicate very well.
It does seem, to Ari's point, very natural as well.
It's very natural. I think it's very natural. And he came up with an argument against Obama that I think is actually more potentially more telling than what Romney has been arguing. Romney's been arguing he's wrong-headed. What Santorum is saying is he's basically a snob. He's not listening to you because he thinks he's smarter than you. And he's associating with people who sort of look at Obama and say, I really respect him, but who the hell does he think he is? Sort of lecturing me about this and that and the other. And it's an interesting turn in the argument, and I would argue Republicans may find that a more potent argument than the one they've been making.
All right. So there's David Gergen. Now we have Taco's Bob Kerr with Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner about President Obama's reelection campaign and where they are right now.
Well, we know the president has begun fundraising for his reelection campaign. What else is his campaign doing?
Well, not just begun. I mean, he's got $250 million in the bank, and so that's a ton of money. And, you know, he's expecting and, in fact, kind of warning his supporters that if it is Mitt Romney, really any Republican, but he's especially worried about Mitt Romney, that the Obama campaign could be the target of what they're calling in the Obama campaign a smear campaign. It's they're taking a look at what Romney did in Iowa to Gingrich and also in Florida to Gingrich. In Florida, you know, they carpet bombed Gingrich with about $16 million worth of ads from Romney and his associated groups, and they're worried that that's going to happen to them. Of course, they're pretty good at that game, too.
All right, so what do we think is going to happen here? It looks like Obama has set his sights on Mitt Romney, but maybe not so fast. Or you think that Santorum is just the flavor of the day? Gingrich is gone, and it's Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. What happens if that combination is the one that goes up against the current occupants? 28 past the hour on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now 33 after the hour, second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, in which we begin by talking with you about some of these candidates and what they can do as a result of what has happened. If you haven't heard, the story is this. Results from the contests in Missouri, Rick Santorum won handily. In Minnesota, Rick Santorum won handily. In Colorado, Rick Santorum won handily, so that kind of throws the monkey wrench into the momentum that Mitt Romney has. But again, reminding you that it was the same thing in the Democratic situation 4 years ago. So of all the candidates, who do you like? Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, let's go through the list here. You know who you like and how are things changing, if at all, with you? 800-510-8255. Scott's in North Carolina with thoughts on Ron Paul.
I believe Ron Paul is what we need because we're trillions of dollars in debt. We've got to get out of these wars. That is really the most important issue, is the loss of lives. And I think that money matters and is a big issue. But when you've got all these soldiers dying for reasons that I don't understand fully, because I do think we're right now provoking Iran. I think Newt Gingrich's comments the other day were very negative towards Iran, and we backed them up in a corner. But we've got to get out of the wars. We owe trillions of dollars. People want their health care, their Medicare, Medicaid, and those programs. There's no way we're going to be able to afford them unless we stop spending these awful amounts of money overseas.
800-510-8255, conflicts of interest for Americans. What say you about what he just said? You can always comment on what other callers are saying, as well as have your own thoughts here. And again, a reminder, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The charts, Santorum and Romney and Gingrich and Paul, and who's doing well. You could argue that you make a good case that Ron Paul in many ways may be tied with Romney for affection. Christine in Michigan, please, on Mitt Romney.
I just have a real problem with Romney, and his politics of envy and what I'm finding out about Bain Capital and what Mr. Romney spoke of in Nevada when he said nobody should help the people losing their homes. They should all just buy them out and then, quote, the investors can come in, buy them, rent them out, and wait for the prices to go up. I'm not sure that politics of envy. I really wonder about Mr. Romney's idea of fairness, morals, and ethics, no matter what is the law.
800-510-8255. Thank you, ma'am. Another lady. This is Dorothy in Arkansas.
I think that the GOP candidates have not shown a plan for the country. And they have not done anything but attack each other. They've given the Democrats a chance to defeat them because they don't have a core plan. They don't connect with the middle class. And Romney seems like he's totally out of touch. So I think they don't have a good feel of candidates. And I think that President Obama will be reelected.
All right. So 800-510-8255. We're taking your calls on the status of, as I've described them, the pretenders, the contenders, the intenders, and as I said, coming up later on, a discussion of earmarks. Here's Dave in Florida. Ron Paul, he likes.
I like the guy, Ron Paul. I feel like he's the only honest guy in there, and it's just a shame, you know, that an honest guy, you got to have, you know, buddies behind you that you're going to do favors for when you get there. To get the money behind you. Ron Paul he's just short on money. His is grassroots. That's where all his money comes from. No big bankers, no insurance companies, you know, nobody throwing millions. It's all $20 at a time behind him. But the thing I haven't heard anyone say this morning, $15 trillion in debt. That's where the USA is at today. $15 trillion in debt, and he's the only one that really talks about, you know, downsizing government. We don't need to be in 300 countries, 900 military bases around. Let's cut it in half.
I think we have 734 military bases, but that's still a lot, right? 800-510-8255. You're listening to these conversations. What do you think? Jay in Missouri is upset about the Republicans putting up, or looking like, at least at this point, that a moderate still could prevail.
I can't help but make the observation that it seems that the Republican establishment seems to be bound and determined to anoint a moderate Republican for the White House. And I can't help but notice that whenever the Republican establishment does this, the Republicans lose. George H.W. Bush came into the Oval Office riding on Reagan's coattails as a conservative, but conducted himself as a moderate, ran for re-election as a moderate Republican, and lost. And in 96, the Republicans anointed Bob Dole, ran him as a Republican moderate. He lost. John McCain, who I know personally, I'm originally from Arizona, won the nomination as a conservative, but then the RNC ran him as a moderate Republican, and he lost. And it makes me sad that the Republican establishment seems to be bound and determined to anoint another moderate.
All right, so moderates can't win. Am I... Opinion is that moderates are the only ones that can win. They got to have some starch to them, but the pitting of liberals versus conservatives doesn't work because that's not where the majority of Americans are. So finding a strong moderate, a moderate that can bring in people from all sides, it seems to me, is a winning way. But that's just my thought. You have yours, and let's get to another one. David, listening to KNUU in Las Vegas.
As a Democrat, the candidate I relate to most would be Ron Paul, and that's based on his foreign policy platform. He seems to be the only candidate, to me, that understands the fact that democracy doesn't survive empire building and the militarization that's going on with our nation right now historically. And it's a very dangerous precedent we're setting. You know, we're a great bunch of power shifting to the executive branch, and we're watching it happen. Obama signing in where the they could detain American citizens, and just the loss of our liberties due to the militarization, that the growth of our militarization, the empire building.
We're taking your calls. Thank you. A lot of calls. Here's how this works here for those of you who are in the queue. 800-510-8255. Yeah, that's the commonality. You call while we're on the air. Some of your calls we'll take live. Some of them we take for broadcast later. And we also are monitoring all of these talk radio programs around the country. And as a service, we take not only the host, but the callers, and sometimes their thoughts are mixed in with all the rest of the thoughts. So your thoughts are plenty here. Jared in Arkansas, you're next.
When you look at somebody like Obama or Clinton, you think, at least I do, he seems like a great guy to hang out with. He seems like a real happy person. He seems like the kind of guy you'd want to have a beer with. That's what they always said about Bush, right? But that's not what we want in a president, is it? I mean, that's not what I want. And, yeah, to me, people like that, they're little more than glorified actors. And what we really need to do in this country is look at the issues. That's why, to me, I relate most to Ron Paul, because he's the type of person, he's going to take a salary of $39,000. That's the median income of all Americans right now. And I relate to him because he's doing what I would do. He speaks truth to power.
Speaks the truth. Everybody's truth is different. That your opinion is taken, and we appreciate your call at 800-510-8255 here in the countdown. Paul in Illinois likes Newt Gingrich.
Of the choices of the candidates, I like Newt Gingrich because he sets up a dialectic in the Republican Party and forces Mitt Romney to come out of his shell. And I think that's what we really need as a choice this year. I would never vote for him. I don't think he's presidential material, but he's the foil, little showish presidential material, because he's bringing Mitt Romney out of his shell. Like, Obama doesn't have to come out of his shell, and Mitt Romney wouldn't have had to come out of his shell if it wasn't for Newt Gingrich, and they would never have this kind of a fight. And the fight is giving us the truth, and I think Mitt Romney has a chance of becoming another FDR. He has to be within the establishment to really take it on. And I think I'm beginning to trust his sense of that. If he become another FDR, he could be one of the best presidents ever.
All right. So there we are. 800-510-8255. He likes Newt, but he won't vote for him. Okay. 800-510-TALK. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. We're taking your calls on the status of those who are candidates, the politicians, and how they maneuver their way into your hearts and minds. Some people are offended by the amount of money being raised by both the Republicans and the Democrats. I think there's something there. We'll talk about these earmarks in just a moment. First, though, a few more of your calls on the candidates on the Republican side. Richard in Florida thinks Ron Paul's the man.
Definitely Ron Paul. He's the one who's going to give the country back to the people, the power. This election is actually about, will the power remain with the establishment Republican and Democrat parties, or will it go back to the people where we can go back to the Constitution? This entanglement we have in wars that are actually corporate wars, there is no objective anymore. It just seems like that we're killing people and spending a lot of money. For what reason? You know, I spent a lot of time in the military, and the military people right now support Ron Paul. Romney cannot be elected. This guy has been on the left side of abortion, of gun control, and his health plan is the same thing that President Obama has installed with the Obamacare. So when the media gets a hold of that, it'll make him look like a fool.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Opinions on the Candidates. George in Michigan likes Ron Paul and Mitt Romney.
Ron Paul seems to be the only educated man in the field there. He's, the former doctor, or the doctor, speaks as if he knows what he's talking about. I think Romney would be a great president because he's a businessman. It doesn't seem like we've had a businessman as a president, but he would also be very frustrated because he wouldn't be able to get anything done because there would be such we in there in politics, and that's just the way it's how it always is. I would love to see everything being a 50-50 split with 50 Republican senators, 50 Democratic senators, and then you have to work together to get a solution. It's not a we and they. It just drives me crazy why we always, it's both sides blame each other. It's frustrating for educated, reasonable people to watch politics and lifetime politicians.
All right, so let's change our direction here a little bit. Earlier, I was talking about Congressman Gingrich and the promises that he's made in order to get votes. Earmarks is a hot topic with people. The insider trading going on with congressmen, that's a hot topic. Having a congressman in your neighborhood may make your property values go up just a bit. There are more than $300 million in taxpayer money has gone to projects within 2 miles of property owned by 33 members of Congress, according to an investigation. For example, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, $100 million went to projects near a senator's office. $500,000 went to a bike lane near a Michigan representative's residence. the earmarks are legal under congressional ethics rules. What do you say about earmarks? 800-510-8255. Important discussion here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
I call for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So you heard the story about all of the earmarks. They are legal under congressional ethics rules. The Senate struck down a bill that outlawed earmarks. Lawmakers defended the earmarks by saying their constituents benefit from the projects. And Newt Gingrich has been throwing the whole promise, this is what I'll do for you if you vote for me stuff, spending your money liberally, and that's why it's come back, because a lot of politicians have been criticizing him for promising pork in exchange for your vote. He did it all over the place in Florida. So what do you think about politicians and how they work in this regard, promising your money to you in exchange for your vote? 800-510-8255. Start with Rick in California now.
Well, you know what? Hey, look, the lawyers work the laws that lawmakers establish, and most of the people in Congress and government are lawyers, right? So you got to understand that they're going to work their interests, even though it may not be disclosed, it may not be actuality to the public. They may go ahead and do what people expect them to do. I mean, that's what it's all about. Getting elected by the public does not mean serving the public. It means working the laws that the lawmakers establish, right?
Right. 800, I understand your point of view. 800-510-8255. Troy, we'll travel to Virginia for your thoughts.
I think it's kind of similar to this whole, you know, the Stock Act, insider trading and benefiting from that. It's just kind of the reverse. Say, hey, I've got some property. Let's spend some money in my district. I don't think earmarks are necessarily bad, though. Maybe Congress needs to figure out a way to limit itself to, you know, $2-3 million a year for each member and keep that spending under control.
Interesting, though. Give them a little bit. Throw them a bone. Not necessarily a bad thing. Okay, sir, thank you. Brian, another KNUU listener in Las Vegas on the countdown.
I'm an independent, moderate. I like to listen to both sides of the coin because even though we have Republicans and Democrats, we are all citizens of the United States of America. However, I voted for President Obama last time. I'm voting for Congressman Ron Paul this time because I do not like earmarks if they're not disclosed to the public, because Congress and the president has to realize, any president, no matter who they are, have to realize they're the employee. We, the voters, are the employer. So anything you do has to be, even donations to your campaigns, disclosed to the public. For example, out here, we're supposed to have a bullet train that goes from L.A. County to Las Vegas. They've been talking about that for over 10 years. That hasn't happened yet. So, I mean, our founding fathers said this back in the 1700s. Our government has slowly but surely been too corrupted. And I am personally sick and tired of all the politicians, Republican and Democrats. I don't like none of them, period.
All right, there you go. 800-510-8255. Who do you like? And what do you think? Are all of these people crooks? And the president, I got an email from somebody who says the president is the biggest crook of them all. Here's Ed in Arkansas.
I think nothing screams the need for term limits more than this story. I think the Senate should be returned to being elected by state legislatures, as was originally in the Constitution. I think that will cut down money in politics. FUI, if I may, Bullhead City is a one-industry town, gambling. They talked about bringing in a solar plant. They talked about bringing in a water park. And I don't think it's going to happen because all those things will increase the demand for labor, which will bring up wages because the price of labor follows the demand for labor.
800-510-8255. Bruce in Branford, Florida, earmarks the subject. Sir, you're on the air live.
Yes, sir. Politicians are like most people now. Everybody has tattoos. They have piercings and earrings and stuff. If they say they're not going to have them, they're lying.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Here is a Ross in Louisiana to finish it off.
Anytime we have politicians that does anything that's going to benefit them, it's like they're in it for themselves. I don't know if we got real politicians that's out there for the general public. If it seems only time they want to do something, if it is that they're going to get some benefits from it. That would be my comment. I think we need to look at them all and reevaluate them and see if we can do something about sending them home.
All right, good conversation, lively input. Thank you for being here on the